Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Minister Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come to your homes, automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life, to turn your life around, make your future brighter than your past. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that behind prison bars. We've had some wonderful services before the coronavirus closed them in March of 2020. Now we're in April 2023, coming out of the coronavirus. Praise God. Amen. Preaching the gospel like we always do. Just because the coronavirus hit in 2020, we continued on radio preaching the gospel. Praise God. And we are still preaching the gospel on radio, even now in 2023. Praise God. Amen. We have this powerful message. We're talking about the living as husband and wives, especially in the church of God. We'll continue this message today, so we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for this wonderful teaching series. Those of you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast for this wonderful teaching series. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith.
Yes.
Because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the word of God. Now, we talked about how that the wife will reverence her husband in the third chapter of 1 Peter. If you love your husband, you will reverence them. You will look out for them, especially when they are in situations, such as those of you that's incarcerated. Your wife will come down to see you, visit you, and to see what can be done to help you to correct your mistake, to get back on the right track. Those of you that are get in trouble, whether you be in the hospital for a certain accident or mishap, your wife will come and visit you and to help you that you may be able to get back on your feet and get on the right track and continue. They will support you in the right. That's a good wife. Not support you in the wrong, but support you in the right. Praise God. I know there are some people that will stand for you in the wrong, but I don't support that. Because wrong is wrong, no matter who does it. Amen. But a good wife will support you in what is right, to encourage you to do what is right, especially righteousness in the eyes of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. You don't cover up your wrong, but you'll be able to correct your wrong. You hear me? Correct. Not just covering up, because if you cover it up, it's going to come back up again to haunt you. But if you correct it, then it's fixed, and you don't have to worry about it anymore. I'm telling you, praise God. Jesus come to take sins away. He didn't come to cover it up, but he come to take the sin out of you. When he takes sin out of you, you ain't don't have to worry about it no more, because the Lord done took it away. Praise God. If you cover it up, it'll come back up again. I'm telling you. Amen. People trying to cover up their wrong. Amen. You can't prosper covering up your sins. But you got to get rid of it. Praise the Lord. Get rid of their wrong. Praise God. And do it through the blood of Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Missionary Velvet, let's go back to 1 Peter 3 and start reading at verse number 4.
But let it not be the hidden man of the heart.
But let it
be the hidden man of the heart, and that which is not corruptible, even the ornaments of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of grace.
Amen. It's important to exhibit Jesus. The wife need to exhibit Jesus in her life. Don't exhibit no bad attitude. So many people that call themselves Christians, you say something they don't like, they show an attitude. We're ready to cut you off, ready to condemn you, ready to talk bad to you. Amen. I'm telling you, really, amen, talk evil to you, talk mean to you. That's because they got that evil spirit in them. But when the Lord save you and put the hidden man of Jesus in your heart, you will speak kind words, speak wonderful things, to be more like Jesus. Sing that song, to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus. How long to be like him, so meek and lowly, so humble and holy. How long to be like him. You'll be like a little sheep, ready to be, amen, humble yourself, to obey that word, to be more like Jesus. That's the way it is. Walking in the ways of the Lord, in the straight and narrow way.
For after this manner, in the old time, the holy women, also who trusted in God, adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husband.
Amen. When you're a child of God, you will exhibit Jesus. On the outside, you'll be clean. You'll be able to respect your husband by respecting yourselves. So many women don't respect themselves. Amen. I'm telling you, acting the way they acting. Amen. I'm telling you, if you don't respect yourself, how do you expect, amen, your husband to respect you? I'm telling you, praise God. Amen. You up there walking around, praise God, and showing everything you can show. I'm telling you, praise God. But respect yourself. I'm telling you, praise God. When you love your husband. Amen. Praise God. What is that, Missionary Bill?
Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters ye are, as long as ye do well and are not afraid with any amazement.
Now, Sarah was an example of a good wife. She reverenced Abraham. Yes, she did. She reverenced that man. Praise God. And that's the job of a Holy Ghost-filled woman, to reverence her husband. Amen. Make sure her husband is looking good and nice. Praise God. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. Read some more, Missionary Velvet.
Likewise, ye husband.
Likewise, ye husband.
Dwell with them according to the knowledge. Give it unto the wife, as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hinder.
You heard what that Bible said? It's the job of the husband to take care of his wife. You don't use your wife as a punching bag. You don't speak evil things to your wife. You don't act like your wife is your slave, is your servant. That's not what a wife's supposed to be. But your wife's supposed to be a helpmeet to you. Your wife's supposed to support you. Your wife's supposed to help you. That's what you're supposed to honor her, respect her, make sure she's looking nice and good, make sure that she be clean, and be, amen, so that men will look at her as being a virtuous, a godly woman. I'm telling you, praise God, when you're a husband. So God wants the husband to love his wife, treat his wife nice. Do nice things to her. Don't wait till Valentine's Day or birthdays, Mother's Day or Christmas Day to say I love you. Amen. But do this 12 months in the year. You don't have to wait till Valentine's Day in February or Mother's Day in May or Christmas Day in December to, amen, give them a gift. But give them a gift any time of day. That's when you love your wife. You don't have to spend a lot of money. If you give them their favorite candy bar, give them their favorite ice cream, give them something they know they will appreciate, that show you love them. Praise God. These are things that will help your marriage
to be able to flourish when the husband show that they love their wife and the wife loves her husband. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. We're going to pick it up on another broadcast. Amen. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongue. Lord, heal the sick, those that sick in their bodies. Lord, I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis. Lord, the coronavirus, the flu bug. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Go into the jails and prisons. Touch these prisoners. Let them know you love them, Lord. Lord, turn their life around. Make their future brighter than their past. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up, say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise and pray to the songs that there is no secret. What God can do, what he's done for others, he would do it for you. And like Ella Holmes is giving this message about between husband and wife. The Lord can mold us and make us into the woman and man, to the husband and wife that we need to be. He said he would fulfill every good desire. Sometimes we may have to examine ourselves. Are we doing the part that we need to do? And then we work on ourselves. Then we pray for each other that the Lord may strengthen your marriage. Those behind prison bars, Ella Holmes, and I love you, but Jesus loves you even more. And as his song, Saul said, if he has to reach way down, Jesus can pick you up. There is nothing too hard for my God to do. You, even though you may have done wrong, but the Lord, he said, here restore and here forgive. And so you just reach out to him. Those that are free within your prayer support of our ministry, continue to pray for us as we pray for you. Remember that God loves you with the everlasting love, and we do too. But then most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say or what you may think. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. It's not a feeling, it's a fact. He's a God that cannot lie. He can do anything but fail. I encourage you to lean and depend on Jesus and give him a chance. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Velvet and myself. Soon to the green light. We're going on back into the jails and prisons, doing what the Lord called us to do. Things are kind of slow. We're coming out of the coronavirus, and it's gradually, amen, going back to normal. Praise God. Those of you that's in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website, heavenboundtrain.org. Kids can click on the activity page and enjoy the links to Bible games. Praise God. Those of you that speak the Spanish language, amen. You write us for Spanish material, because Jesus loves the Spanish-speaking people. Praise God. Amen. To the next broadcast, the Chaplain William Holmes, along with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that, if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heavenbound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.
This train.